So how do you as a practicing physician have the time to be able to read or assimilate in one way or the other all of this information? How do you make it so that on days when you're not actually seeing that patient, you have the opportunity to have captured time to listen to these very important thoughts?
It's a great question, because there are many potential criticisms or many criticisms or comments one can receive around this. But one of them is, doctors and nurses are already so busy. How can you burden them further with more information? There will be an onslaught of information. It will be overwhelming. And I think I have a couple of answers to that. So the first is that, again, I come back to this patient-centered piece that, you know, an orientation or a filter by which we say, well, we can't overburden our doctors and nurses with this information is a very doctor-nurse-centered way of thinking. It's not patient-centered, because our patients are at home with symptoms and it's our job to manage those symptoms. The second answer is that this is already part of what we do, right? Symptom management is a major part of my job as an oncologist. And then the third part is that the research that we have done has actually demonstrated that this is not a major burden. There's actually not a lot of added time for doing this. In fact, it ultimately saves time, because we avoid bad downstream consequences that we've avoided by catching symptoms earlier.